I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's get right into it. Joined now by Eric Edholm, NFL writer for Pro Football Weekly. And Eric, I was just doing my picks for the week, and one game noticeably absent was New England and Pittsburgh, because I don't know who to pick in that game. And we're at the time of year where there's like games that people will call big games, and there's legitimately big games. Like, for instance, to me, the Chargers and the Chiefs was a great matchup. I don't think it was a huge game. It's a big one because there's some home field repercussions and the like, but nobody's playoff lives are on the line. This one, to me, is a legitimately big game because, obviously, the Steelers could be knocked out of the playoffs, and the Patriots are playing for what could be their playoff fortunes as far as their road. Do you have any early read on that game?
Well, my first early read is, if you're counting on me for any kind of handicapping advice, I would say steer clear. However, I think your point is absolutely true. I mean, just the recent history, too, with these teams, and the fact last year that it came down to such a controversial call, the Jesse James play, the fumble not fall, or the catch not catch, I should say, at the goal line there. You know, Steelers were the dominant team in that game, and losing Brown and everything. It was sort of crazy how it unfolded. And now you've got these two teams this season that I think most people agree are good football teams, largely. But we also can easily sort of poke holes in them and say, hey, look, the Steelers just don't have it this season. Brady's been fine, but he hasn't been Brady. You know, there's still things holding both those two teams back. But I would say the general consensus is that, you know, the Patriots are still kind of their daddy, if you want to use that Pedro Martinez lingo. I mean, until further notice, their dominance over him in recent games, even with last year's close one, you know, has to, I think, be considered.
For sure. Why do you think that is? But I mean, the Patriots have been dominant over everybody, so you could sort of just say that. But it feels odd with the Steelers, because the Steelers have been so excellent across the board for so long. You know, they've never had a losing season under Mike Tomlin. They've got, like, I don't know how many double-digit win seasons since the guy's been there a ton. Why is it specifically head-to-head that you think New England has owned Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, I think in general, Bill Belichick's defensive philosophy is, let's take away the thing that they do best. Let's take away their best. If you want to check down all day to your tight end or your backup running back or this other guy, even a pretty good receiver or something, we'll let you do it. I think doing that has kind of thrown them off the rhythm. Not that Pittsburgh doesn't have every year seemingly multiple weapons, you know, whether it's Juju, whether it's Antonio Brown. You know, last year, you know, they Jesse James kind of emerged as a receiver in that game. Obviously, we knew what Le'Veon Bell did in the past to what James Conner is doing now. I don't think what they do is they watch and say, what do they do in high leverage situations? Third down, fourth quarter, you know, game on the line, close situation, got to have it. Who are the guys they throw the ball to? Who are the guys they give it to? We're going to make sure we make it very difficult on them. And plus, I can also think of a handful of occasions where Mike Tomlin didn't get super aggressive. It was their one game a couple years back, and, you know, he's settling for field goals. I thought that was an odd approach. So Tomlin's game plan, you know, game management at times has been a little off in those games.
Robin Lundberg talking to Eric Edholm, NFL writer for Pro Football Weekly here on CBS Sports Radio. Now, you mentioned Le'Veon Bell and James Conner. Most of the story this season has been, look at what James Conner's doing. You know, the Steelers don't need Le'Veon Bell. It sort of feels like in recent weeks that may have flipped a little bit. Are we starting to see what the Steelers are missing without Le'Veon Bell?
Well, obviously, if you have both guys, you know, what a luxury that would be, and it would really afford them the ability to rest Conner and, you know, give Bell his chance now, and wouldn't that be fascinating, right? Wouldn't that be a different team? But, you know, obviously it wasn't meant to be. They couldn't come to, you know, to common ground on this contract. So, yeah, I do feel like even before Conner was out with the injury, you know, he had the drop at the end of that game against Jacksonville. Didn't end up mattering. They still won. You know, he had a couple other situations where he – you know, came up a little short, but he's had a fantastic season too. And I think there's still some modicum of confidence that he might even be able to play Sunday. I don't think he will, but you never know. He's listed as questionable. He's going to try to go, I think. So whether it's this week or next, I think, you know, obviously he could be back in the picture there. But you're right. I mean, there's so much on the line for the Steelers team that even the slightest of differences could really cost them such a big game.
I think it's in the passing game more so than in the running game. Now, when you talked about Tom Brady, you mentioned he's been good, but he hasn't been exactly Tom Brady. And it feels like we've played this game over the last several years where it's sort of like, guess when the decline of Brady is coming.
Yeah.
And then it gets thrown in our face, but then there's a chance to maybe see it again. You know, do you believe, because it's going to happen, do you believe we could be seeing it, or do you believe we're going to see typical Brady the rest of the season?
Yeah, I feel like this is, you know, like the uncle or something that you never got along with, and you see him at family parties, and you're like, you know, he's got like three more gray hairs than last year.
Yeah.
Oop, I saw him having trouble bending over for that spoon. You know, we're looking pretty hard for it, right? I understand that he hasn't been his MVP self this season. You know, Gronk and his ailments certainly have caused some issues there. Adding, you know, not having Edelman first four games, adding Josh Gordon in the middle of the season. It's just tough stuff, takes time to develop, you know. And Brady, in years past, before he kind of stayed away from all the team activities this offseason, really prided himself on spending, you know, extra time with his receivers. He'd host them out in California or wherever, or, you know, they'd go find a place and go work out together. Brady didn't really have that this season. He didn't really have that as much as he normally does. So possibly that stuff caught up to him a little bit at first. But you watch him last week, outside of the last 30 seconds of the first half, when he took the sack and, you know, blew the points and everything, and that was a bad play by Brady. Outside of that, he was really great. So he made probably two of the five best throws he's made all season in that game against Miami, and they just happened to lose.
Yeah, and something happened at the end of that game. What happened at the end of that game? It was like a play.
Yeah, that miracle, that was pretty good. If the Patriots make two field goals and an extra point, it doesn't even happen. It's kind of crazy to think that could come down to that.
It's amazing because they never lose those kind of games, right?
I know.
somehow they're always on the other end of it. And they have the game without a penalty, and yet they had a game with a couple of mistakes, and it feels so foreign. People are like, we have to call Belichick to task for this one.
Hey, listen, whatever opportunities people get, they're going to pounce on them because they are so few, you know?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Erica, appreciate your time this morning, man. Thank you.
Have a great day. Talk to you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.